This is KERA News. I'm Dua Lee Sai Kao Chow. Another 400 potential jurors have been summoned today to the courthouse in Stephenville for the murder trial of Eddie Ray Ralph. He's accused of killing Chad Littlefield and Chris Kyle, the Navy SEAL veteran whose book American Sniper is now a hit movie. To find out what locals are talking about, grab a coffee at Jake and Dorothy's Cafe, or slip inside Greer's Ranch Cafe, which shares an alleyway next to all the action at the Donald R. Jones Justice Center. 19-year-old Cody Centers just sat down for a burger.
I'm glad I'm not with the jury, because I wouldn't know which way to go.
Yesterday, nearly 40 people were either excused, exempted, or disqualified from the jury box. Some said because they couldn't be impartial. It's hard not to find anyone who hasn't heard of local legend Chris Kyle and his 160 kills. You can't even get tickets to see American Sniper because it's sold out, says Centers.
I do really want to see it. I mean, I've watched a lot of movies like that. I've followed all the Sniper trilogies. Just for one, it's real interesting. And also, I'd like to get to know the man a bit more, see things from his view, because all I've gotten is people telling it what they thought of him and not his story. I've read the book repeatedly. I love the book. I don't know how the movie will play off it.
He loves guns and, no question, his country too.
If you will not stand behind our military, I honestly think some of those people should be the ones standing in front of it.
Across the table sat Sandy Steele, also from Stephenville.
Sad that it happened, you know, to brilliant young men, you know, were gunned down that day, trying to help somebody. But when a person has PTSD, you just really don't know what can happen.
Eddie Ray Ralph, the 27-year-old defendant, had a history of post-traumatic stress disorder. He served in Iraq and in Haiti.
Just hopefully they get the facts and, you know, he'll have to serve the time or whatever, but, you know, as Christians, we believe when you follow the Bible and do what it says, then you can be forgiven, and I believe he has been as far as eternity is concerned.
Over at nearby Tarleton State University, the executive director of the School of Criminology, Professor Alex Del Carmen, says it's going to be extremely difficult, but not impossible, for Routh to get a fair trial.
The challenges that are before us are that not only is it a patriotic town, but also, of course, we have the movie that was just released and has been a blockbuster all over the U.S. and the world. I think people connect with the Chris Kyle story, and they're able to sympathize with the victims' families.
Even moving the trial would have been a challenge, he says.
Where in the United States could you offer this defendant a fair trial? With social media covering the trial the way that it has already before it even starts, it's going to be very hard to be able to isolate individuals that have not been exposed to the Chris Kyle story.
Ralph's attorneys say he will plead not guilty by reason of insanity. The trial is expected to begin on Wednesday. Dua Lee Sai Kao Tao, KERA News, Stephenville.